from Tidbits on December 15th, 2008. This is the audio edition of Take Control News, Font Wrangling and Problem Solving Made Easy, written by Adam C. Angst. Managing fonts in Mac OS X is all too often like herding cats, but you can now corral your fonts with our latest ebook, Take Control of Fonts in Leopard and its sidekick, Take Control of Font Problems in Leopard. Written by Sharon Zardetto, these up-to-date ebooks cover not only the various versions of Leopard up through 10.5.5, but also special font situations in applications suites such as Adobe, CS3, and CS4, Microsoft Office 2004 and 2008, iLife 08, iWork 08, and Safari. Here's the scoop on each book, along with notes on a special money-saving bundle. Take Control of Fonts in Leopard. In this 227-page 1.1 update, Sharon extends all her useful advice about installing, managing, using, and removing fonts with specific coverage of what has changed with font handling in Leopard since 10.5.0, along with details of how fonts work in Leopard with Adobe CS3 and CS4, Microsoft Office 2004 and 2008, and iLife 08 and iWork 08. If you work with fonts professionally or just want to get more out of your fonts, this $15 guide has all the information you need. Take Control of Font Problems in Leopard. In this new edition, Sharon provides 151 pages of tips for avoiding font problems, troubleshooting advice, and specific steps for solving problems. The Take Control of Font Problems in Leopard focuses on font-related issues that might arise generally while using Leopard or while working with fonts in Fontbook, Character Palette, and Keyboard Viewer. It also examines font-related oddities and problems you might experience in application suites such as Adobe CS3 and CS4, Microsoft Office 2004 and 2008, and Safari. We designed these books with the idea that many people will want to read both, and the problem-solving ebook assumes that readers have achieved some degree of competence with font management. In fact, were we producing a traditional printed book, we'd combine all this information in a single title. However, the total page count would have approached 400 pages, which is just too long for a PDF aimed at on-screen reading. To encourage you to get both titles, we're selling them together in a bundle for $5 off. To get the bundle, use one of the URLs above and then look for a Buy Both button in the left margin. If you own one of our previous Take Control ebooks about fonts, look in your email for upgrade information or open your existing PDF and click the Check for Updates button on the first page. This is Tidbits. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, and subscribe via email, RSS, or Twitter, visit us at tidbits.com. I'm Adam Angst, and these books really are pretty big, but wow, if you need to know information about fonts, there's nowhere else to look that will have nearly as much.